Welcome to the Haynes Report. I'm Carol Haynes. Today we're going to be talking about critical race theory, what it is and how do we stop it. Critical race theory has flown under the radar for decades, quietly spreading like a malignancy throughout American institutions. However, the death of George Floyd last year provided an excuse for neo-Marxists to explode critical race theory onto the public stage and into every phase of American society. Even though it's a hot topic, most Americans still have not heard of critical race theory, and few understand that it's a Marxist weapon to take control of America. Few are able to recognize it. So if we're going to win this war, then we must name our enemy, identify its tactics, and develop strategies for winning. Since critical theory and its offshoots, critical legal theory, critical race theory, and critical pedagogy theory all have Marxist roots, let's briefly review the history. The Marxist political history was originally about an economic imbalance of power, class conflict between capitalists and workers, when workers' violent revolution failed to materialize in Europe during World War I. The Bolsheviks concluded that different tactics were needed to bring about communism in Western Europe and in the United States. Their plan was to break down cultural barriers, to create a gradual revolution, later known as Cultural Marxism. The conspirators met in Moscow at the Marx-Engels Institute and devised a plan to destroy traditional religion with its Christian culture, to collapse sexual morality, deliberately undermine the nuclear family, and then to infiltrate other American institutions. A key tool of the Soviet conspirators was the Frankfurt Group. This group of socialist and communist conspirators established the Institute for Social Research at Goethe University, Frankfurt, in Germany, where they conducted their critical theory research. With the rise of Hitler, the Frankfurt School fled to Columbia University in New York City, where they began to infiltrate the American culture by a long march through the institutions. This long march began with education, religion, Hollywood, entertainment, and labor unions. A high priority was on indoctrinating young children with communist values. The Christian faith was targeted because single parents are more dependent on the government for financial help and less likely to attend church. Their focus would be on destroying traditional families, sexual morality through homosexuality, transgenderism, and radical sex. Backed by the Rockefeller money, socialist and humanist John Dewey, who was a retired Columbia University professor and adoring fan of Soviet education, helped the Frankfurt School to put down deep roots in America. Their gradual assault and corruption of Western culture rather than the violent Marxism-Leninism of the old Soviet Union was now known as Cultural Marxism or Neo-Marxism, and by the code words of political correctness and multiculturalism. An offshoot of critical theory is critical legal theory, which threw race into the conflict between the oppressor and the oppressed. During the 1970s, law professors were influenced to view the U.S. Constitution and thereby our legal system as systemically racist. This racist twist on critical theory then spread as another offshoot, this time as critical race theory, in the 1980s and the 1990s to the media, federal agencies, and public education. Still another offshoot, critical theory pedagogy, trains teachers in the teaching of critical race theory. Get to know these neo-Marxist code words: systemic racism, white privilege, white fragility, racial equity, white supremacy, diversity and inclusion, culturally responsive teaching, social justice and equity. Now, this term equity is used because it's easily confused with our American principle of equality, yet the difference is light years apart. The principle of equality proclaimed in the Declaration of Independence and codified into law with the 14th and 15th Amendments, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act of 1965, is explicitly rejected by critical race theorists. They believe that equality is white supremacy, patriarchy, and oppression. These neo-Marxists want equity, which is equal outcomes. That's totally impossible. This idea of equal outcomes has been forced into our public schools as outcome-based education for years now, and we see how the quality of academic excellence has plummeted. So just be sure that we understand this. America is all about equality of opportunity, equal opportunity, but not equal outcomes. That's an impossibility. So implementing critical race theory is illegal. It violates the Civil Rights Act or the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution by calling for people to be treated differently according to race, sex, or national origin. So in a nutshell, critical race theory is just simply repackaged Marxism of the oppressor versus the oppressed, with a twist of racism thrown in to replace this old class conflict. Through relentless and brutal attacks on our American traditions and norms, critical race theory is deliberately creating division and civil revolution. Critical race theory has absolutely nothing to do with racism. It's all about revolution to seize and wield power, the grabbing of power. Racism is simply the vehicle to divide the American people and to goad them into civil war. So the theory goes something like this: because white people are fatally flawed and inherently and irredeemably racist, there's just nothing they can do to atone for their sins. Therefore, their white privilege must be taken away. Liberals say they must counter the racism of the past and segregation of the past with modern-day racism and modern-day resegregation. Well, now, two wrongs don't make a right. What would happen if conservatives took the same stance? Critical race theory is a classic communist divide and conquer tactic used by the Russian Bolsheviks and the Chinese Maoists, who pitted people against each other. They create chaos, they blame the other side, and then they promise that violence will be stopped if the new group is just put into power. Well, once in power, they set up their totalitarian government. They ramp up the violence and they imprison and murder dissenters. We heard Nancy Pelosi and friends all last year threatening the American people with more violence if we reelected Donald Trump. We were told the violence would end if we would just elect Biden. Well, now Biden is in office, and the violence is on steroids. Those who criticize the Democrats, who criticize Biden, who criticize critical race theory, are brutally dealt with, like the dissidents in Hong Kong who are living under communist tyranny. With CRT being pushed into the curriculum of both public and private schools, young impressionable children are being bullied and brainwashed just because they're white. They're told that they're fundamentally inferior. Therefore, they deserve to be treated very badly, and they're going to have fewer opportunities than people of other races. Instead of government socialism, we now have corporate socialism with big business colluding with government to control every aspect of our nation. The chaos and the violence across the country is driven by white left-wing corporate ideologues, especially big tech, who are plotting to take down America. They intend for America to become part of a new world order, which is they're going to be controlling. Big tech leaders are pushing critical race theory into their elite private schools and executive boardrooms because that's their comfort zone. That's where they have easy access. Well, we're mad and we ain't taking it no more. So what can we do? The first strategy is this: let's go back. Let's go back to the good old days when morality and respect for others, regardless of skin color, mattered and people cared about their neighbors. Let's go back to the values upon which America was founded. Let's stop allowing the speech police to decide what we can and cannot say. Let's go back to using the words that we're now criticized for. Let's go back to singing Dixie and flying the Confederate flag. Let's tell the Marxists to go take a hike. Let's go back to churches with the Black Robe Regiment who aren't woke, or form our own small Bible classes with a cappella singing the way our ancestors did. You know, there are great online resources available for our use, free resources to help us create our own Bible classes. Let's say goodbye to American sports leagues whose players decry racism, even though most of them are black and have made billions of dollars through our capitalist structure. Let's go back to promoting our own neighborhood and community teams. Let's go back with our shopping dollars to those stores that aren't woke or imposing ridiculous Chinese virus restrictions. Most of all, let's not be afraid of capitalism, of criticism. Besides, who cares about what the left thinks and does and says? Who cares about their criticism? Another strategy, let's organize. Already parents are organizing across America. They're setting up PACs to throw the CRT bums out of office. They're speaking out against the government tyranny. They're taking their children out of godless government centers of indoctrination and turning to homeschooling and various other educational opportunities. A third strategy, states are banning CRT. Oklahoma, Idaho, Iowa, and Tennessee have already passed laws to ban critical race theory. Texas, Louisiana, North Carolina, and Missouri, along with several other states, are working on legislating bans. Governor DeSantis in Florida has already issued an executive order banning critical race theory. Let's end teacher certification as another strategy. Let's demand that state legislators end state requirements for teacher certification, and this will force schools to hire teachers based on their knowledge of their content instead of useless paper credentials. There is absolutely no connection between teacher certification and a teacher's impact on student academic achievement. Prospective teachers can easily learn teaching skills by working with master teachers. Since teacher colleges are indoctrinating future teachers in Marxist philosophy and pedagogy, let's just shut them down. Well, another strategy is to promote civics. Well, in Texas, there's a House Bill, number 2497, that mirrors President Trump's 1776 project, you know, the 1776 Commission. This bill has been filed and is working through the sessions now, and it's for the 1836 project. That's a reference to the date that Texas became a republic. It became a country. This House bill would guarantee that children are taught a beginning-to-end narrative of Texas history with emphasis placed on Texas civics, especially our founders and the founding documents. Two amendments were added to this House bill. One is to ensure the 1836 project emphasizes Texas Christian influence, and the second amendment is to show how the keeping and bearing of arms has impacted Texas heritage and has played a role, a major role, in maintaining a free society. A seventh strategy is to ban critical race theory in the military. Senator Tom Cotton, a Republican from Arkansas, has introduced a federal legislation to ban critical race theory in the military training. Representative Mark Green, a Republican from Tennessee, my home state, has introduced a bill to ban CRT in military service academies. An eighth idea, is cut off the funding for social justice universities. Idaho has already done this. Demand that your state legislators do the same. Let's stop funding those universities that are using their platform to push Marxism into our nation. I hope that you have enjoyed this segment and that you've learned a lot about critical race theory, what it is, a little bit of what it looks like, and how we can stop it. I thank you for joining us today. I hope you will share this with your family and your friends, and that you will join me again for the next session on the Haynes Report.